Regular listeners will know that every hump day we chat to our love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can catch up with her yourself at Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. You can send in your questions. They are all anonymous. Give me a call, 654-11-981, or pop them in our question box at 981 Power FM on Instagram. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Dana.
Let's get straight in. Some great questions coming through this morning. Question one, anonymous. How on earth do I meet someone these days without dating apps? Am I old-fashioned for refusing to get on Tinder? Now, I promise you, Kim, this isn't my question, but it could have come straight out of my mouth because I agree.
Well, look, you know, the old-fashioned way is probably the safest way. At least, you know, you're not being catfished online.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of safety in that. Really, the old-fashioned way of meeting someone is through an introduction from a friend or family. And like you said, you know that it's kind of safe. That person's been partially vetted. You can ask your friends or family about them and get a bit of the dirt on them.
Inside goss,
kind of,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. You kind of know what you're getting into. However, if that's not really possible, I'm a really big fan of joining a group activity, something you're really interested in. You know, it can be anything from sport to photography, gardening, skydiving, whatever it is. But if you're moving in social circles with people that have a similar interest to you, you know, you're already on a good ground in that you're meeting people who are on share some common ground with you. And that's a really good, you know, background for a potential partner and a great icebreaker.
Yeah, team sports are a great one because you meet so many people at the same time as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, I would suggest getting out. You know, none of us are going to meet anyone sitting at home, and that's why, you know, Tinder has its place. So get out, join something. But maybe, you know, maybe if you're looking for the man of your dreams, don't join the knitting club. You're probably not going to find him there.
Yeah, fair enough. Well said. Crocheting out of it. All right,
second
question is anonymous again. Things are gearing up for Christmas, and with that comes a lot of stress with the kids and school holidays. I want some ideas to stay connected to my husband throughout this time. Any suggestions, Kim?
Well, actually, my beautiful husband came up with a great idea the other night, and he found a great YouTube screen of a log fire. We turned the whole TV into a log fire with crackling noises. It was very romantic. Felt like we're having winter Christmas.
Did he cook for you as well?
He actually does most of the cooking, actually.
Oh, great. You snagged a great one, Kim.
Exactly. Look, basically, once the kids are in bed, it's about spending one-on-one time connecting. Have a glass of wine with each other over your log fire. Sit on the lounge, massage each other's feet. Do not turn the TV on unless you decide to share a common interest movie. TVs are the death knell. TVs and phones are death knells of relationships. You know, think outside the square. Put music on, dance around the lounge, have a moonlit picnic in the backyard, you know.
Let your hair down.
That's right. You know, my husband and I will get out the inflatable kids pool and sit in that and have a midnight drink.
Chuck some Jell-O in it.
That's just one-on-one time with each other, you know. So have fun. We've forgotten how to have fun. Mm. So, you know, we don't have to go and spend a lot of money. Just think outside the square, one-on-one time.
Great advice. I hope that helps. If you have any questions for her, you can always send them in throughout the week at 98.1 Power FM on Instagram. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist. You can catch up with her yourself at Fair Home Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks for having me.